In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Let's go from one Eagles Hall of Famer to certainly someone who's going to be in the Eagles Hall of Fame when his days are over. We don't know if they're over, but we love him. We know him. And God, our heart goes out to him. But if there's anyone that can pick up our spirits when we're feeling down about his injury, it's the great Brandon Graham. Brandon, God bless you, man. How are you? Brandon, can I start with a hug? I just want to start.
Don't hug him. No, no.
John, block him.
John,
that's what you're good at.
Come on, man. You're supposed to block there. That's your job. Oh, they're hugging. It happened.
Imagine if I would try to break that.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't hurt you further, right?
No, we good.
I had to do it.
Man.
Because I mean it, Brandon. I really mean it. We care about you.
Nah, I appreciate you.
And our hearts are hurting that you're hurting. So how are you, pal?
You know what? I'm hurting, but like I say, I'm trusting in God's plan. And then on top of that, I'm going to still be able to be on that sideline. You know, that's all I really cared about, because we so invested in this, man. And of course, your brother's going to go down here and there. But if anything, if I'm looking at it, and I'm motivated by like what others go down. I'm hoping that it motivates others for them to just make sure they stay on their game. The mission on what we talked about is still the same, you know. And I'm gonna be right there every step on what I can do. I'm definitely gonna be out there this weekend on the sideline before I get surgery next week, and we gonna just, you know, do it like that. But man, I'm just trying to take in all the feelings of, dang, you know, the season is over, but it ain't over, because I still got a duty as a captain. But as a player right now, I can't do nothing for them. But what I can do is make sure that they right and make sure that they know that, hey, you got to appreciate every moment. Like I tell them every day, appreciate the moments, because you don't know your last play. You don't know, not even the last play. It's just you don't know how good the situation is going to be, you know, and who you're going to have to be in them situations with. So when we got a good team like this, man, we got to make sure we take full advantage. And I think we're doing that. And so this is just a hiccup in the road, but we definitely going to get better from it. And it's going to start with me. And being me, I got to be me. You know what I'm saying? I got to keep the smile up. But in private, for sure, I'll be a little sad. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you just think about, little things that, dang, that happened during the play, and then you think about what I could have did, you know, because I was supposed to be on the other side, but I don't make no excuses. Stuff happened the way it was supposed to.
Don't let it torture you.
I ain't gonna let it torture me. You know what I'm saying? And that's where
you're already thinking about it.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
No.
But that's what I'm saying in private. You know, I've talked with people, and it just helped me out so much. But I just try to be real with my feelings, man. And it sucked. It definitely sucked, because even on the sideline, I'm can I play through a tricep? Like, is that bad? You know what I'm saying?
Sure. I told you what Ray Lewis did.
It really did.
Completely illegal, though.
For real. But you know what? Like, now that I'm snapped back into it, I know they gonna need me just me and my energy. And so that's what I want to do for the guys. I just want to bring my energy. I want to deal with these feelings seriously. And then, man, get to work, because I got some work to do, too.
I can tell you, as my experience as a captain of, a captain council, a member of the captain's council, it was really hard after being injured navigating that gray area between player and IR and leader and, you know, hurt guy and captain and guy that guys wanted to respect, you know, like I really struggled with that part. So you got to know it's tough. Yep. You got to know you're keeping it. You is the main thing. That's what the guys need. That's what they're looking for. That same Brandon. And it's so hard to keep that confidence when you don't get to play. Mm-hmm. You know, like that confidence comes from playing and going out there and having success and trying to manufacture that confidence for your teammates, even though you're feeling so down.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the hardest
part. John,
you
know what I think hurt you in that regard? And Brandon will clearly help you. So, John, is your second year with the Eagles.
Yeah.
Brandon, this is your 15th year.
What a difference that makes.
Right, John, there was literally no backup fullback. I mean, I guess someone was signed off the practice squad maybe, or from another team. I don't, like, there's no, you don't carry a second fullback. Right. Brandon, you've been for a couple of years counseling the Jordan Davises of the world and all these, the N'Kobe Deans, whether it's your position or not. Yeah. So I think just fundamentally you have an advantage John didn't have, just based on tenure and...
Oh, no question.
And you know
no
what I'm saying?
There's with the 15, I mean, and he's a legend already, so that certainly
makes
that easier.
This position, I'm going to give it to Brandon Graham.
No doubt. It's Brandon Graham.
But I understand where you're going with it, because, I mean, they need me to be me. But all these other things try to sneak in your head to try to take you away from being you. Even with all the stuff you've done, even with a game that I've had, it's just still... that burning love of man.
And doubt can creep in. Doubt can creep in when you don't have the redemption of going out there every Sunday and just letting loose. That's the gift. That's the joy. And when you're deprived of that part, I doubted myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't want you to doubt yourself. But enough about me. We hear you talk about this injury, and you're saying you've been having problems for a while now, that you were having tendonitis in this elbow.
Uh-huh.
How long were you in pain, and how hard was it to play with the elbow before this final injury?
Well, you know what? Hold on. I'm trying to keep it in. Man.
I'm sorry, man.
Take a moment. Cool. Take a moment, cool, Brandon. Man. Take a moment, man.
Hey, and I know I needed it, but boy, I just love what we've been building, and I just don't want to. I know I ain't letting nobody down as far as, you know, getting hurt and stuff, because I know I'm gonna bring that energy.
Brandon, let me jump in for 1 second. You're not letting anybody down. You're not letting the city down. Your teammates.
I know. I'm just
nobody.
Don't even let it cross your mind. I got you, because I promise you. I'm just more hurt of just on how we've been coming every week, trying to defy, you know, the odds and being with it, but being with them, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be with them. I'm still with them. You know what I'm saying? I know that. But yeah, man, I just needed this right here. I needed to get this out. It's been a while since I cried, man. And I just, this one was the one right here. This was the one. And all I know is, man, I just appreciate everybody in that locker room, because, man, we've been going through some things this year, and we've been bounced back, and we working, and I'm going to stay working, and when I get this surgery, you know, I'm going to be working, and I'm going to make sure I'm bringing that energy. I'm going to make sure I do what I'm supposed to do, you know, every day like I've been doing, and, man, I'm gonna be living through them boys and being so hype. You know, that's why I said, like, when you say I'm gonna be hype for others like I've been doing, and man, now I'm gonna be living through them even more to get them to that next level. I hope Q get them 2 or 3 picks in the first, like, you know, big game. You know what I'm saying? Like a big one like this one coming up. I mean, you know, just rooting for them guys, man, because I see what they go through. I see what we do, and all I know is they know I'm all in with them, and it ain't never stop. I'm just, you know, hurting a little bit because, man, I just would, for the 15 years, you know, I've been here and people doubt me. You know, this was a big one for me, and I think I accomplished a lot this year. And, you know, man, if that, you know, just one little thing, but I know it's God's plan, man, and I'm trusting that. And so that's where I'm at. And but I needed this, man. I needed this in a big way.
All right, Brandon,
we hurt for you so much.
We do. Look,
I appreciate you.
You take a moment. Let's get a call in here, and you, because we want to. We don't, you know. My God, Brandon, we got nothing but love for you, man. All right, let's get some calls. Of course, Brandon always fielding phone calls when he's with us for this half an hour. 215-592-9494. We'll get into the Saquon thing with Brandon and more phone calls. Chuck in Cherry Hill right now. Chuck, good morning.
Ooh, you want to go to me as emotional as I am here for that?
Good morning, Chuck.
Man, dear, good morning. Yeah, Brandon. Morning. Prayers your way, buddy, and. You talk about a role model, and I'm honored even to be talking to you today, man. Just you're a part of the positive ethos of the team, and you are absolute quintessential role model to the kids, the adults, to anybody that's ever played sports, and speedy recovery, my man.
Well said, Chuck.
Man, appreciate
you,
Chuck.
I don't know that I bring much more than that. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Chuck, okay. you got it, man. That's a good call, and I appreciate that. That's right to the point. That's good stuff. By the way, Brandon with us, as always, brought to us by Primo Hoagies. Be like Brandon and make your game day epic with party trays from Primo Hoagies online at PrimoHoagies.com. It's not just a hoagie. It's a Primo. BG in studio with us right now. Let's talk to Dave. He's calling from Fox Chase. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning.
Brandon, let me tell you something, pal. It's been a pleasure watching you and your ability on the sideline to keep these kids' heads in it and emotional leadership like you are. You're going to be just as valuable, if not more, in some circumstances, keeping them in the game and keeping their minds right. And it's been a pleasure watching it, and thank you for the strip sack. We'll never forget it. You're a legend forever.
I appreciate you, Dave. Appreciate you, man. Hey, we got to finish the job, baby. We going to finish that job for real.
Yeah, I hear you. I believe it. Joe and John, I got so much written down notes I've been waiting for over an hour, but I'm just going to read you some notes real quick.
Sure.
Walter Payton, no next year. Cam Jurgens, the Night King from Game of Thrones. Saquon year at Penn State. So that's what I have written down.
Boy, the Night King's a big answer, man. I got to tell you, if you don't know what he's talking about, we're asking today for a $100 gift card, the best addition to a show that was not in season one.
I think I hate the Night King because he's too zombie-like. I don't like zombies,
but
I have to be consistent with that.
Dave, I like it as an answer, and I like what you wrote, you know, Walter Payton. And Dave, great call, man. Really cool stuff. Brandon, let's talk, you know, through 15 years, I think you had 1 year where you were out for the year early in a year?
Yeah, that was Achilles, 21. So it's crazy.
I'm sorry, two times.
It has an ACL tear early, right?
ACL, two times. Yeah.
December 14th against Dallas.
Yeah, my fault.
2010.
My fault. All right, so let me ask you this question. Excluding yourself, of the teammates you've seen that went down for the year, and I'm wondering if Jason Peters is the answer here. Is there a player that stood out to you that you most admired the way they helped their teammates when they weren't able to play? Like, we couldn't see it, but we'd hear about Jason Peters with Big V and the Super Bowl push.
Yes.
Him or someone else, who?
But sometimes that stuff can be overblown.
Sometimes,
too,
well, let's find out right now. So, Brandon, is there someone that really stood out to you that you really admired the way they handled it?
Well, I was going to go to 2017 because of five players that was out and how they all banded together in those moments and helped everybody in different groups, because I think Chris Maragos was a great leader, even though he was on the side and he was the one pushing people, helping people on special teams.
No one talks,
you know what I'm saying,
about Chris Maragos.
I love Maragos.
I'm telling
you.
No
one brings him up, man.
I'm telling you, because JP gonna be JP. He a legend for sure. But Chris Maragos, man, he was real. His speeches was on point, and man, I mean, he was that special teams that year.
Good job bringing him up.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And he was the best. Him and Brayman were the two best special teams players of that era.
And when we lost him, it was like, man, he still was. I'm telling you, his speech is like it never left. And that's how I want to. That's how I envision what's about to happen with me. It's like, all right, I got knocked down, but hey, you know, I'm about to get right back up. Hey, what you need? Hey, okay. This what this is. Hey, you know, the mission's still the mission. I'm still going to be talking that language, just not out there with y'all. But what I see on the sideline, we going to talk about it. And, you know, little tips that we get in the game, hey, I it's no secret. Hey, that this is what this is. If you see this, do that. Trust it. And that's what I did last game. I trusted myself, and I'm just hoping that somebody hearing me on my team to know, hey, trust yourself. Whatever you see on film, whatever you know, and game plan, trust the game plan and carry it out. And, man, do it with max effort. And so that's, if anything, I hope that's what's motivating them, seeing me down. But I'm going to be up with them, because when they up and having fun, I'm going to be out there dancing with them as much as I can without hurting myself again.
So we all are worried. We look at the depth chart and, you know, there's not a lot of names at defensive end and outside linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
There was you and Nolan Smith, and I mean, where else are we? I don't
well,
know.
Look, there's well, hey, there's Hunt, there's Hunt, yeah, there's Sweat.
Hey, I feel like, you know, that's why I say we gonna definitely see these boys take a next level, leap in their game, because what I was playing, certain positions I was playing, I think Nolan and Sweaty can get the job done. Jalix, you know, right now he's younger, but we're going to put him in a good position to make sure because he can rush. He can go, you know what I'm saying, get off the ball, and I feel like he can play the run. It's just more about the experience of being out there. So now he got to grow up even more right now, because this opportunity of lifetime. You get drafted in a year, and then maybe it was a learning year a little bit, but you get some in because you're getting special teams. Then you're getting some reps on D, but now just your role have changed. My role have changed. And so now we adjust. And how you adjust is everything. And just like with Nick Foles and Carson Wentz, we had to adjust our game plan and our plays off what Nick liked other than what Carson like, you know
sure,
what I'm saying?
Of course.
Yeah,
and I think we got good
legendarily
coaches.
Legendarily.
Yeah.
We've heard.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so that's a lot of the stuff that people don't see behind the scenes, but I know we got that in these coaches that we have that put us, man, Vic couldn't have put me in a better position to go out and do my job. You know what I'm saying?
Looked that way to us, that's for sure. But you had a lot to do with that too. So Ray Diddy told us yesterday to keep our eyes peeled for Teron Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Teron Jackson, who, you know, when I look him up on the list, like, he's got number 78. I don't even know if that's – is he number 78
in
practice?
Yeah, he is 78. He's 78. But he was 7'5", but they snatched that one as soon as he left.
So,
that's classic.
So is he going to change that? Or?
Hey, I would.
That's a preseason number. You know what I'm saying?
Like yeah.
You better. You better. Race.
But I'm happy for my boy. He getting that experience for sure. Because
so, worked. Yeah, what should we expect from?
Well, I wasn't gonna spill all the tea. I was going to wait to see what Howie Nen was going to do. But I know Teron, he work his butt off every day. He get Lane and them a great look every practice. And, you know, you knew he was on somebody. He was coming for somebody because he trying to get reps. And so I understand. I know he going to still have that same passion. Now that if they do give him that opportunity to be a part of the rotation, you know, I'm proud of him because we got a good defense. And you will see. I ain't gonna speak up too much on him because I know, you know, he just love doing it in silence. But every day when I'm out there with him, what we say to each other, I'm like, man, I'm on one today. He's like, me too, because we got to go in practice. Because, you know, if we don't do it in practice, we ain't going to do it in the game.
Yeah.
So we motivate each other in the room. And I know what's at stake for him. And so I try to keep him motivated on, hey, man, we can't have no bad days today. Hey, they looking to get rid of me too. Like, you know, you got to play that game in that mind game of, like, you can't get comfortable. Because, man, as soon as you get comfortable, like my boy Pat Johnson, he get cut. He made the team, but he got cut because they thought they could bring him back, and then somebody, Giants claimed him. But, like, he never seen that coming either, but you just always got to be ready. But he always worked his butt off. But I don't know what, you know, how he was thinking at the time, but he thought, but the Giants wanted him because he was good too. Him and Teron both in the room, man. I got much respect for them boys. And like I tell them, enjoy the process, enjoy it every day. And I'm happy Teron back.
Yeah, yeah. BG in studio with us here. It's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast from the Tasty Cake Studio. Of course, BG presented by Primo Hoagies. BG, let's talk about next year and your mindset right now.
Yep.
To me, there's only three ways it can be. I know I'm going to play, I know I'm not going to play, or I'm not sure I'm going to play.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well,
which one is your mindset?
Just where I'm at. I'm gonna attack this off season like I do, and I'm gonna get this arm right, make sure that, you know, come back looking clean, and then we'll see how things go. It's tough because, you know, I want to hold this trophy this year too, and so I'm gonna really have some decisions to make, and then of course, you know, playing that game, oh man, I couldn't have ended on a better note, you know, with that too. But I know I'm still burning, but I don't know what the future holds, honestly, and I don't know where the team is gonna be looking at that time. But I know I'm gonna be around. As far as this is the end, I'm gonna be around, and I want to just continue to keep bringing this energy, because we got a chance to do something special with this team, and we only got a couple years to do it before it blow up and go do something else.
Is it a 4 month rehab?
Four to five.
Okay, so four on the short side right now would put you to late March. Late March, and five would put you to late April.
Yep.
So is it accurate to say, let's just, if we can, like, is it basically impossible for you to play this year?
It's not. I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know how this.
I mean, that's why I'm asking, because, you know. Because
if it's, I know for me, man, I'm in good shape right now. And it's just like, I'm about to go to the facility after this and try to keep as much good shape as I can before I got to sit down for them four weeks of not doing too much. But I'm going to try to. Yeah, first 4 weeks because I'm going to be in the sling. Well, from what I talked to other guys, like Hargrave, because I talked to him because he tore his tricep the same same September at the same field, Rams, playing the Rams. And he did it earlier in the season. But he just told me everything, and we talked about it. We said a couple prayers, and, man, he helped me out a lot on just what's to come. And so I'm excited for that, and I'm going to attack that when that do come up. But I'm going to make sure I attack being out there with them boys whenever I can too, because they told me that I'll be able to be on the sideline. Just have to have a designated area where I got to stay out the way. But they going to hear me, though. And I'm going to be letting everybody know on the other team.
That.
Y'all lucky I got hurt.
I believe
for real.
It. I believe it.
Definitely lucky.
But the 4 weeks, maybe four weeks that you hear is
4 months.
The
four weeks. I'm sorry.
Is
I'm coming in here with y'all too. I'm gonna be in here stiff, just kind of, you know, because I got my duty, man. Like, if anything, that's gonna help me talking with y'all, having fun. And when we winning, we all winning. At the end of the day, like I say, I'm going to be hurt, but I feel better when I'm out there. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm rooting for other – I always root for other guys. I want to root for them because I want them to root for me when it's my turn too, just as much as the same. That's why I tell guys, how you going to be happy for somebody if you can't be happy for them, and then you want people to be happy for you? You know what I'm saying? When it's your turn. So I try to spread that, because that's a hard thing to do, man. Especially when you get – it's selfish.
It's incredible to me that he – just has this innate desire to spread his energy.
Positivity.
Yeah. Like, really. Like the positive vibes, the belief, you know, that push. This is what makes someone one of the greatest athletes in the world.
Well,
this is also
a special person.
That way. Like, get like that.
Brandon, I said this yesterday. I've never met someone like you. Mm-hmm. I just haven't. I mean that as no disrespect to all the people I know in my life and love. Like, I've never met someone who is more, I don't know if it's naturally positive or if you kind of trick yourself into getting there.
Right.
But you exude positivity to a level that honestly I've never seen in my life.
It seems impossible, and it leaves me wondering. I don't know how you do it, and I worry for you in a hard time like this. Because I know you try to stay positive all the time. I don't know how you do.
Yeah.
I don't think I would be able to. And that makes it even harder. You know, like, you know that's your job now. Because they took your ability to play when fate said your tricep was going to pop.
Yep.
And now your job is to be the same but stronger and more coach-like version of BG, but you're hurting too inside, and it must be hard to rectify that. It must be hard to stay BG. And you know, when you say you're going to be you, I know that can't always be easy. I know you make it look so easy. Mm-hmm. That's what's so
that's
incredible.
That's well said.
Impossible that you keep it up. I mean, I used to think maybe it was impossible. Maybe like you were like there was an evil twin somewhere, or like there had to be. You know, but there's not. And you know, so I just hope you're okay.
You know what's so cool? Growing up, I really didn't talk about a lot of things. But one thing my mom used to always say, boy, turn that news off. It's always spreading the negative. And so I think that's where I get the positive outlook all the time. And then when you hear other athletes like the Warriors, when they went on their run, it's like about talking yourself into it instead of out of it.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow. Like, man, I try to really do that. And then what's better is I got a wife that communicates, and I ain't know how to communicate because we ain't do that growing up in my family. So I always tried to mask it with positivity, but now I deal with my feelings. Like, when we was just talking right there, that's me was talking it out yesterday, and it was hitting me, and it finally came out today, and I was like, man, I needed that because I'm learning to talk through and articulate my feelings, and my wife been so patient with me with that, and I feel so much better, even though I'm already positive, but I'm not hiding anything that I'm really feeling on the inside just because I gotta be positive. You know what I'm saying? I know the positive route is the right way to go, but I am dealing with the feelings of, man, I wanted this so bad this year. But it's okay. Now I gotta pivot, like not throwing in, but you know what I mean. Like I gotta go over here, and I gotta adjust to what just been thrown at me. And wow. So that's where
so
I'm at.
So you've actually hit that face on.
Oh,
you,
yeah.
You have confronted this. You understand the disappointment,
mm-hmm.
and you know your job. You know it's hard, and you're gonna put yeah. a. Put the BG face on and soldier on. But I want you to know we understand how difficult that uh-huh. must be. That must be next to impossible. Yep. But if anyone can do it, man.
Oh, we're doing it. We're doing it right now.
We've seen this impossible positivity from you well, for so uh-huh. long. So yep. more
and
you power
got, and
to
family
you,
and family and friends. You're leaning
yeah.
on family and
oh,
friends.
Yeah. That's what's so nice, the village of people. I mean, it really is a village, man. I mean, me and my wife mad. She's still sick, but I'm like, no, I can't be sick. But I am hurting, like you, how you hurting, and I'm trying to relish in that. But I tell her, I don't be there too long because it's a new day. I mean, I'm ready to go eat one of my favorite meals or something like that, to kind of, you know, feel a little better since I've been, you know, on my path. And I'm just like, man, you got to look at it from a different view, especially when the world wants you to, you know, feel bad for yourself or, you know, I don't want nobody feeling sorry for me because we all got some stuff. And if this the worst thing I got to deal with, man, just go to the hospital, man. There's so much more going on.
Yeah.
And so I try to put a lot of stuff in perspective, but I do try to deal with those feelings instead of just deflecting or putting them over there and just saying I deal
smart.
With them. You know what I'm saying?
Very smart, Brandon.
I really am hurting, Philly, but just know your boy gonna be all right because I got y'all with the love that I done got, you know, from y'all when I see y'all out on the streets. And, you know, it's pictures all day. You know, it's still the same me. It's just come up with the same excitement with the team. You know, we know I'm hurting. I'm hurting. But I promise you I ain't gonna be there that long because when I get out there on that field, you're gonna see me yelling and screaming and dancing with the guys. And it's gonna be just like a party like we planned it each and every week. And we gonna keep on talking about y'all. Boys and going against whatever negative and say, oh, this team is this. We ain't got the offensive linebackers. We ain't got no pass rush. But you going to see, Richie, them boys, Teron and all them going to step up because we got a lot of good leaders in there, man, and they just want to do great for us.
That's great.
And I appreciate them.
Brandon, one thing I want to play, because we know you got to get rolling soon, but have you heard yet Merrill's call of Saquon's first touchdown the other day? All right. So I got to tell you, I don't think I've heard Merrill this excited in a bunch of years. And there have been a lot to be excited about this year and other years. And he revved it up. When Saquon actually crossed the goal line, Merrill revved it up. Like, here's my point. Saquon, you, the team, you guys are filling our hearts with joy mm-hmm. with what you're putting out there. And I know for you it's going to be a bittersweet element, you know, not being able to play as it rolls on, okay? Mm-hmm. But know this, man, like you guys, as we lead up to Thanksgiving and Christmas and the New Year, you guys are really putting something together. And I want you to listen to Merrill call Saquon's first touchdown the other day, because this is the joy we feel.
Barkley, behind Hurts, motion to the near side of the field. This time it goes to Barkley up the middle, across the 40, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 70 yards.
Shot out of a cannon. He was shot out of a cannon.
You see what I'm feeling, Sam BJ?
That boy energy was there. You can see him, boy. I can see him talking with that one.
Because he doesn't normally be cool with it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like he doesn't normally do
the touchdown, cool. The touchdown pause, touchdown again.
Yeah.
Like, that's when you know, like when Merrill's feeling it like that.
Just wasn't enough. Right?
Yes. I mean, people
just
at home.
Just one didn't get it done.
I know they were going crazy.
All right, well, listen, Brandon. So a couple things, man. First off, we're glad you're still going to be with us on a weekly basis.
Oh, yeah.
We look forward to that. We, you know, just to reiterate and recap, we have nothing but love for you.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to know that, you know, on a personal level, we're all here for you.
Mm-hmm.
On and off the air. And obviously, you got a lot of people a lot closer to you than we are to you, but your family and friends are going to be there for you. We love you. We care about you. And great days are going to be up ahead, man.
Oh, yeah.
And you know that.
Oh, man. That's what I keep saying, too, because it's like, boy, 21, I was like, man, I remember looking up at the score and like, man, when I was sitting on the ground, one of my Achilles, I'm like, man, you know what? I get to spend some time with my kids a little more. You got to look at those type of positive. That's where I'm at. Like, because you will miss a lot of stuff if you don't. Because the kids right now, baby boy, every time I come home, it's about throwing that ball. Let's go outside. He want to throw the ball. He want to do this. He just want to play with me. And what I've learned is he just want to be around me. And so I try to take him on like, hey, man, let's go to the store real quick. I'm about to go make a run for mom. Let's go do this. And it just makes the day even better. But I know we got to get up off of here. But, man, just those little things right there just made me put, like, even for this moment, it's like, man, I get to be on another little schedule. I get to choose if I want to go in here and go do that. Even though I'm going to choose to go be with the team and do little stuff. But when I'm home, man, them kids, they don't know nothing. Even now, I don't have nothing on. Baby boy want to jump on me. He don't care. Like, man, I know you hurt, but you my daddy. Like, that's work. This is you home.
That's a beautiful thing.
You know, I got to be there for them. And so that's why I am dealing with those feelings, talking with wifey, talking with other people. And I appreciate y'all for real, because I done spent so much time with y'all over these 15 years. Yeah. Y'all are my family, because we are the village together. And I see sometimes what y'all go through. We talk, had those conversations in private. And so it's like, man, I'm just thankful to still be here, man, because it didn't start off so good. But, man, I love just the flow of how my life goes, you know, of coming here, going to the facility, having the access to move around the city and do little things, because, you know, Philly has embraced me. So all I could do is my best for Philly to help them have that party on Broad Street, man. And they got me. I'm all in, because I'm definitely want to have that party again. I don't care if I'm playing or not. It's all good. It's still the same. Cause up to this point, I played with the team, and the team, hey, they got to carry me the rest of the way.
Love it. BG. God bless you, man. We'll talk to you next week. And hey, happy Thanksgiving, pal.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.